Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about what is happening over Ramadan, because that is another area where there is potential conflict. Professor Richard Landy is Israeli historian and author. He joins us this morning on a very, very significant day in Israel. Professor Richard Landy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Let's talk about what is happening in terms of the upcoming Ramadan and how this is going to be managed. What happened last year following already October the 7th?
Right. Actually, you should have warned me I was going to get this question. I don't remember exactly what happened.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
You know. But in general, Ramadan is a month that is particularly beloved of jihadis, and it is, alas, an occasion for confrontation and violence in many places. In fact, the second Intifada, started just before Ramadan and carried through.
Right. So it's traditionally a very, very stressful time anyway, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. No, it's first of all, it's stressful for Muslims who have to fast during the day and then celebrate at night. And it's also the occasion for instance, at the beginning again of the Second Intifada, of a whole series of TV shows. Serials, which at the beginning of the Intifada in Egypt was all about the protocols of the Elders of Zion and the secret Zionist plot to enslave mankind. So it's a very tense period, and of course with the Temple Mount, their presence is a statement of the vigor of Islam. Now, I sent you a piece to put up at your site that I wrote about the Muslim presence at the Temple Mount. And one of the parts of the article has a picture of the Temple Mount in 1954 when it was in the hands of the Jordanians. And you can see that, you know, the weeds are growing between the rocks. There's a man, a boy, and I think a dog. No, not a dog, maybe a football or something. But it's like, you know, it wasn't even on their radar when they had it. But once Israel took it in 67, it became a center of concern. And there's an expression that was coined by anthropologist called mimetic desire, which is, I want what you want. And so as long as the Israelis didn't have it, the Muslims weren't interested in it. But as soon as the Israelis had it, all of a sudden it became the most important place in the world.
Which of course it isn't, in terms of the religion. Prayer is towards Mecca, is that right?
Right. The religion prays towards Mecca. But it was a very interesting interview recently where the guest was explaining to Ilan Levy about how the reason that Iran backs the Palestinian cause is because in order to compete with the Sunnis, who have Mecca as their capital, they want Jerusalem as the capital of their global caliphate. And Jerusalem will enable them to compete with the Sunnis. And in fact, the Dome of the Rock, that it's not a mosque, the Dome of the Rock, which was, I and others think, was intended to be the third temple, was built precisely by a Muslim ruler who wanted to compete with the Meccan Muslims. So Jerusalem has importance. I mean,
of course,
there's this sort of piety that it's the third most. But in fact, the significance of Jerusalem in the Muslim world view is specifically its place at the end of times. And in fact, there are hadiths that the stone, the Kaaba from Mecca will transport to Jerusalem, and Jerusalem will be the site of the Last Judgment.
Very, very interesting indeed, Professor Richard Landis. Thank you, as always, Israeli historian, author, giving us some context and some background there. It is 8:55. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. Good morning.